I? Can you tell me a bit about Weblin?
Sure, I can. Weblin makes people visible as avatars on internet sites. In general, people don't see each other in the internet. And with Weblin, it's possible to have your own avatar, your alter ego. And with this alter ego, you will be visible no matter where and on which website. You will always be visible. And for the first time, you can see the other people having Weblin installed as well with their avatars on the websites.
Can you choose how your avatar is going to look like?
For sure. We've got a big, huge gallery with around about 300 different characters, like 300 different Weblins. But we've got also a construction kit, so you can pimp your avatar via a drag-and-drop method.
How do you get started with Weblin? Do you have to sign up, register somewhere?
Okay.
Download a...
Exactly. You have to download a software. You can find the software under weblin.com, and once you install the client, you just have to register with your email, and that's it. And then you will be immediately visible with your avatar on the internet.
And it's free, right?
For sure.
Okay, let's take a look at it now.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, let's have a look at the screen, and I'm going to explain some features of Weblin. Perfect. So. This is me. This is Binlu. This is my alter ego, my virtual me. As you can see, I'm a guy with a hat, and so I can directly get in contact with the other people who are currently at the same side. I can chat with them via a chat window or a speech bubble, and I now normally use the chat window and just say hi there, and everyone who's on the web page at the moment can see the bubble and could get in contact with me, could interact. And I can also like add friends I meet on special sites or on other websites. I can add them to my contact list. I've got a contact list, and I can see whether they are online or offline. Well, actually, at the moment, most of my friends are offline, or all of them. And if Moonlight Cat would be online, and I find something I find something in the internet which is very interesting for her, I could directly tell her my web position. I could send her a message called "Please drop by," and she would get a pop-up with the information: "Hey, Spinloop invites you to this or that website." And the moment she clicks, she will appear with her Weblin on the website I sent her. So, and we could read the content or enjoy the website together. But I can, since Weblin is international, we offer the client as well as the website also in different languages like Italy or Spanish or French or Japanese. And we've got users all over the world. At the moment, mainly in the German-speaking countries like Germany, Switzerland and Austria. But Spain is coming up, and Italy as well as Japan. And there was Joy Ito. He's a very famous blogger in Japan, and he mentioned Weblin on his blog. And ever since, we get heaps of users from Japan. Oh, let's have a look on the top cloud. Like, where else on the web are currently Weblins? So this is similar to a tag cloud. The bigger the URL is written, the more Weblins are on this website. So let's go to eBay, for instance. And you can see there are different, like, of course, there are other Weblins than on Weblin.com, since there are other users having their Weblin. And there are heaps of people who are currently on eBay. And to use Weblin on eBay, it makes it more social, because it's like social shopping. I can meet there with my friends, and we can talk about the products and the auctions. And maybe I find... I can directly get in contact with the seller of an auction. We've got gifts as well, like virtual goods. I can send other Weblins, like my friends. I can make them. I can make some gifts for them, and I can also trade these gifts, and I can collect them. For instance, if I have a couple of special gifts, I get an exclusive avatar. It's only me who will have this avatar. So I'm. I can personalize my alter ego better than others if I collected an entire collection of special virtual goods.